Pete Buttigieg hopes fetal remains probe into clinic he backed doesn't get caught up in politics. By Dr. Susan Berry on September 19, 2019. South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg said Wednesday he hopes the discovery of thousands of fetal remains at the Illinois home of deceased abortionist Ulrich Klopfer, who had ties to an abortion clinic he supported, doesn't get caught up in politics. Like everyone, I find that news out of Illinois extremely disturbing and I think it's important that that be fully investigated. Buttigieg, a 2020 Democrat hopeful, said is reported in a video tweeted by WSBT's Max Lewis. I also hope that it doesn't get caught up in politics at a time when women need access to health care, the mayor continued. There's no question that what happened is disturbing, it's unacceptable. Buttigieg's response indicates he is also in agreement with Vice President Mike Pence in that both are calling for a full investigation into the discovery of 2,246 fetal remains at Klopfer's home. However, while Pence, as Indiana governor, and state Republicans revoked Klopfer's medical license after his Women's Pavilion was found to have violated the law 9 times. Pro-abortion rights Buttigieg renewed his support in August for the abortion clinic that listed as its proposed administrator a former Klopfer staff member. The South Bend Tribune reported in October 2017 that Leah Morley, an employee for several years at the Klopfer abortion clinic, was listed as the proposed administrator of the new Whole Woman's Health Alliance clinic that had applied for a license to perform drug-induced abortions in South Bend. In a series of tweets, U.S. Representative Jim Banks, RN, explained the history of Klopfer's ties with the new clinic and Buttigieg's support for it, even to the extent of touting his veto of the rezoning decision that would have allowed a pro-life pregnancy center to be situated next door to the abortion facility. In April 2018, Buttigieg's veto created a firestorm. As the South Bend Tribune reported, Buttigieg said his veto decision was based on his beliefs of what was best for the neighborhood. Issues on the legality or morality of abortion are dramatically beyond my pay grade as a mayor, he said. I don't think it would be responsible to situate two groups, literally right next to each other, in a neighborhood, that have diametrically opposed views on the most divisive social issue of our time.